Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today I will be discussing why women initiate divorce, which is a really good question, I think, and get asked that often. You know, if you Google it, a lot of mixed areas. Some people say, oh, divorce is really gender neutral, but it's really not as much. I think there are a lot of reasons. And one could be that basically divorce is really more beneficial to more men a lot of times than women. Let's talk about that. Like, it's the fact that women still do, you know, at least 75% of the household chores and child rearing. And women still take their husband's name. So see, it's a very like gender bias. So, right, a lot of women now probably think, well, this isn't that beneficial to me anymore. I am doing twice as much of the work, you know, have half the appreciation. And what is this doing for me? Is this fulfilling for me? Women have a lot more options nowadays. And, you know, we have the options for great careers and really a supportive environment, somewhat. I mean, it just depends. But, you know, socially, I think it's more accepted that women are working and, you know, band together with friends, you know, regarding children. And, you know, maybe if the husband isn't carrying his part, I think a lot of women feel like, well, I can go get a divorce. Like, this will be easier if I don't have to take care of you, my husband, as an additional child. I think the social stigma is really gone. So you'll see a lot of women make that decision. And I think it takes women a long time to come to the decision to get a divorce. So they've been thinking about it for a long time, but they will execute on it more often than men because they want to take action and they can't remain in this unsatisfying situation. And those are some of the reasons, I think. And how long do women usually think about divorce? The last time I pulled the statistics, it was about 4 years. In my practice, I think it's sometimes a little bit longer. And I think now we're seeing it maybe not as long, but so many factors go into it that I think that women consider over men. I think women do consider relationships, family, right? Not just children, but like, how is it going to affect all of those extended relationships? Certainly, how is it going to affect my children? And may make decisions based on milestones in your children's lives. And then also, like, what am I going to do career-wise for, you know, employment and those types of things? Whereas men, I think when they initiate, it is because there's something better on the other side. That's my opinion. And then they'll move very swiftly and they want it done swiftly. Sometimes that can work to your benefit if they're feeling guilty. But otherwise, I think they really move and take that action quicker. So I hope this has been helpful for any of our listeners who may have questions about this or who are going through this right now. And if you want more, go back and listen to our full episode 140, How to Recognize the Signs It's Time to Leave an Unhappy Marriage. Thank you for listening. Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming. But it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.